This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. Seif. Hey, the Ramah just said that if you brought wood or stones to build a Beis HaKnesses, once it comes to the hands of the Gabbai, you cannot change it only for a greater Kedusha. Before it comes to the hands of the Gabbai, you could change it, but you can't retract. So we're up to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chaf, Liad Gabbai Asur L'Shanoisan. To the hands of the Gabbai, it is Asur to change it. Aval Ayidei Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, but through the seven trustees, the Maimed Anshei Ha'ir, Shari, then you could change it. Chamash Shekasav Siv Zayin. Moto Shanoisan Perish L'Avoisan, to borrow V'lasas Acherem Tachtehem, and replace it. V'adin. So in other words, before it came to the hands of the Gabbai, you could exchange it. The same din would be when you donate money to the Beis HaKnesses. It's the same halacha. Before it comes to the hands of the Gabbai, Moto Shanoisan, once it came to the hand of the Gabbai, you can't change it. The Dershu points out that according to the Taz, even when it came to the hand of the Gabbai, you're allowed to borrow against it. Okay. Why can't you retract? To have a neder, because it's a neder. It's a neder. Okay. Zivav. Moichrim Beis HaKnesses. Moichrim Beis HaKnesses. You could sell a shul. V'chein shar dvarm shabakdusha. Also, you could sell other matters of holiness. V'afilu sefer Torah. Even a sefer Torah. Lahaspakas talmidim, to support people learning Torah. Oy lahasi yisaimim bedamav, or to marry off a yasaim. I think the Chai Adam talks about people. You know, people are constantly giving sifrei Torah, $80,000, $100,000, $120,000. Every shul has 9 sifrei Torah, but they're thousands of people who are learning Torah and they can't be supported. Why would somebody give the Sefer Torah if they could use the money to support people learning? So this is what we're learning. Yes, Sefer Torah has a great value, but it's not the highest value. More important is Limud HaTorah. V'afilu Sefer Torah hatam damrinon ein moichrin Sefer Torah ela lomoi Torah. We say we do not sell a Sefer Torah only to learn. Mashan de lilmai Torah mutar afilu limkar Sefer Torah. To learn Torah, you can even sell a Sefer Torah. Tshuvas Harash ayin sham sheherach b'zeh. It's a tshuva of the Rush who speaks about this at length. This is an open rebuke to those people that slacken off from supporting Torah. People say, I have a job, so let them get a job. No, you have a job so you could support Torah. That's why God gives you the livelihood. I want to point out a couple of things here. First of all, what about selling svarim? What about selling svarim? Do we say just like you can't sell a Sefer Torah, you can't sell the svarim that you own? Yes. You can only sell the svarim you own to learn Torah or Lisa Isha. Now, this halacha is mashma, limud haTorah is greater than a Sefer Torah. Like the Gemara Makkos says, kama tipshay Sharinshi dekaimi mikaimi sefer Torah v'leikaimi kama gavar rabba. Now, The Dershu points out, even though regarding other tzedakah, we hold you're not allowed to give more than a fifth of your money, the Avas Chesed paskins based on the Shittim Mekubetzis and Ksubis, we had an Eon share in Ksubis about this, to support Torah, you're allowed to give more than a fifth of your money. You know that? To support Torah, you're allowed to give more than that. You know why? Because it's for you. It's a business investment. You get the schar of the Torah. So and not only that, when you go to Olam Haba, you get the Yediyas HaTorah. So you can't give a fifth of your money to the, what I call social welfare, or Jewish social welfare, but you could give more than a fifth of your money to Machzik Torah. What about spending? What about your own learning? The Chavetz Chaim says in Likutei Halachos, for your own learning, you could spend more than a fifth of your money. Why? You need to know Torah for your eternity. That's why the Chavetz Chaim brings a raya from the Gemara in Chagiga that it says that Hillel made X amount of money a day, a tarpik. He gave half for his family and half to get into the Beis Medrash. Half? He gave 50% of his money for tzedakah? Yeah, it was for his own learning. So from, and that's why the Gemara says, to hear Divrei Elokim Chayim. To hear Divrei Elokim Chayim, you're allowed to.
When it comes to selling Svarim, what if a person has gets a gift and he has the Sefer already?
By the way, talking about selling Svarim, if anybody wants to buy the new Sefer, Berchas HaTzadik, it's available for sale. I have more than one copy. But I have more than one copy. But not that much. You want to know, let's say I have doubles. I already have that Sefer. Are you allowed to sell it? I guess to buy another one. I have two Minchas Chinuchs and I don't have the Meshech Chachma. So can I trade you? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's say not for another Sefer. I thought that the design was that I'm foregoing the Torah and getting some. I'm not. I have the Sefer to learn from. I just don't need this one.
No, it's not that it's a bazillion. You can't sell. It's like a Sefer Torah. You can't sell it. You have to be Mala B'Kedusha. In other words, let's say I have somebody bought me a second Shulchan Aruch, and I'll get $1,000 from it. Well, let's say like this, a Bar Mitzvah boy. I don't want this. I don't want the five Minchas Chinuchs. I'll trade in, or here's a good one. The Bachar gets 15 Minchas Chinuchs for his Bar Mitzvah. He's going to trade it in to get, a Lucite challah board. You know, in the Svarim store. Could he do that? Doesn't sound like it. In other words, in Svarim stores today, what's a Svarim store today? They have three Svarim in the back, and the rest of it is Jewish items made out of Lucite. Why make something out of metal when you could con people into buying the same thing out of Lucite? To take plastic. Basically, they took any item you want, we can make it in plastic and charge the same amount of money. So, are you allowed to trade in Svarim to buy Lucite, I don't know what? No, I don't think so. Doesn't sound like it. But I'll tell you a good story. I've said this over. The Ben Ish Chai sold a Sefer Torah in order to publish a Svarim. Right? So, you see the Chashivas of Hadfasa Svarim. Weiter. Oyla Hasi Yisoymim. Vafilu Yisoymois. Even orphan girls. Diafagav de Enoish. What's the even? Because women don't have to have children. A woman is not commanded to have children. You know that? A woman does not have a mitzvah puravu. The man has a mitzvah puravu. The woman doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. The afagav the ino isha mitzvah peri rivya mikamakim l'shavas yitzara shayach gam isha. She does have the mitzvah midivrei neviim of propagating the world. V'adin the moichin sefer Torah l'pidyon shvuyim. You're allowed to sell sefer Torah to redeem captives. Magen Avram v'chenis gemel yirabim shem kam poiskim. Finally kamam simniyud gimel. Magen Avram shem demuchat de'ein roi limkar afilu beis hakneses v'afilu l'pidyon shvuyim. Look later on in the Magen Avram that it's not proper to sell a shul even for pidyon shvuyim. And by the way, the Shaar Tzion says, or for other kedusha chamura, like supporting people to learn. Why? Unless you have no other way to get money. But if there is no other way to get money, then it would be permitted even if you only have one shul. Okay, we're now going to read the intro to Siv Zayin. And Siv Zayin, tomorrow's a fast day, but we could still learn, I think. Okay, Hine Mibnei Shasiv Zayin Yesh Bei Kama Pratim. Because Siv Zayin has many details, Lachin Aktim Lazah Hakdama Katsara. Therefore, I will introduce a small introduction. Vahu, that is the Mashinizgal Elme Inyan Mechiras Beis HaKnesses. This that we spoke about selling a shul hanimili ki imhu shel kfar. That's only if it's a shul of a village. The mistama benu rakadaita detu. They built it only for them. Meaning this that we said that you could sell a shul under certain circumstances is a shul of a small village. It was built for them, so if they want to sell it, they could sell it. Therefore, the majority of the city could vote, and the majority of the city wants, they could sell it. And as long as you don't downgrade the money. And if they even sell it with the consent of the trustees, they could even do with the money whatever they want. They could even use the money for chulin, like to buy cake for a tikkun, right? Kedi isa lekamot, like we said later on, like we'll find later on. Avolim hu beis hakneses shel krachim, but if it's a city, if it's a shul in a big city, it's the big city shul. So when they built it, they probably had in mind people from the whole world. After all, you know, people get off the airplane, they need a place to daven. People are passing through, they need a place to daven. Visitors need a place to daven. So it's not just built for the immediate residents of that location, it's built for the whole world. They built it for the ganze Welt. Even if it was funded by those people, but they probably built it for everyone. Even if you get the board of trustees and the Vad HaMisyastim and the board of governors and the international board of mayors, and you have all the boards in the world. No. Ein mechiras and mechira, the sale is invalid. Va'atinavar derei shachanach. Now we will explain the words of the shachanach. So there's a fundamental difference between a local shul and a big city shul.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.